Alan Greenspan, our previous Federal Reserve chief, was called Maestro for years as he orchestrated the biggest free money bonanza in U.S. history, literally doubling the money supply of the first 200 years of our nation in a few short decades. As the markets plowed upward, no one questioned his so-called miracle working. Now that the markets are finally showing the effects of his ludicrousy and literally coming apart at the seams, people are finally realizing he was far from a maestro and more like a moron. During his tenure, he made many comments about hedge funds, banking, money creation, credit, and the like, clearly cementing his views for historians to peruse over in hindsight for decades to come. He once said that he hoped hedge funds would remain unregulated by comparing them to pollinating bees for Wall Street. I guess he really meant they were more like killer bees. He fought against Wall Street regulation, saying in 2008 that he thought banks would police themselves and that regulating derivatives was unnecessary. He said he could not recognize a bubble when he saw one, and that it was better to let them pop than stop them midstream. He flooded the world with cheap credit and easy money during Y2K, after 9/11, the dot-com crash, long-term capital management's failure in 1997, and kept interest rates at insanely low levels throughout the housing liftoff, causing the world's most destructive bubble in history. When finally called on the carpet by Congress in late 2008, he looked shell-shocked and inept as he admitted he was totally aghast about the financial crisis and that he made many wrong assumptions during his tenure. His maestro label was torn from his body, and we now hear very little from him. He was replaced by Ben Bernanke, an ex-college professor whose doctoral thesis chronicled the causes of the Depression. His conclusions as to the cause of the Depression was the Federal Reserve's failure in the early 1930s to provide adequate money and credit quickly enough after the markets crashed in 1929. Mr. Bernanke couldn't wait to test out his theory when he came to office 2 years ago, and he got his chance when the subprime bubble blew up. Known as Helicopter Ben for his comment about the government dropping money from helicopters if need be, Bernanke has remained true to form and flooded the world with historic bailout programs using trillions of taxpayer dollars to try and stop the crisis. Over a year later, $1 trillion in the hole, and a graveyard full of banks to show for it, there is much debate on whether his helicopters are working. Truth be told, Bernanke is even more dangerous and ignorant than Greenspan. After all, what is Bernanke doing differently than what Greenspan did? Bernanke is using even more money than Greenspan and has dropped interest rates even lower. Bernanke also has Obama to look forward to, and Obama promises the most free money and easy credit ever. It's interesting that although most now agree Greenspan's policies help to exasperate this mess, the very same policies are undertaken by Bernanke and now promised by Obama, and these same policies are thought to be the solution. As you can see from the continuing market and bank turmoil, the trillions of dollars don't seem to be helping. Indeed, we continue to see more banks going under and more money being called for by more and more companies. It makes you wonder just what are they thinking up there in Washington? Did they not just hear Greenspan say his policies failed? Can they not see that easy money and massive debt loads cause this crisis? How can more debt and more easy credit solve it? I wonder just how many more trillions they plan to spend, and if they will ever try something different than just throw more debt at a debt problem. The answer to that question will eventually be heard, and I for one hope the answer is that it's time for a change away from easy money, away from massive debt and out-of-control deficit spending. A change from the failed policies of the Federal Reserve and Wall Street and of the maestros Alan Greenspan and his predecessor Ben Bernanke. That will mean a return to sound money policy and hiring some monetary authorities that try something different than playing the same tune the maestro played. Now that would be a song I would like to hear. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio.